This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 8:03. Special surprise coming up at about 9:15. We're doing a movie review on the wrong day. It's just Tommy and Rudy, who are usually partners of Hooman's. I guess they hooked up on Thursday and wanted to go see a scary movie together, so they're going to review A Quiet Place, which Vinny and I have been looking forward to just because we love the scary movies.
Yeah.
So we'll find out all about that at about 9:15. Right now, this part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You will instantly win a pair of Fandango tickets to see Marvel Studios' The Avengers Infinity War in theaters everywhere on April 27th. Every time I see Marvel, I'm always like, is it Marvel?
I know.
Marvel?
It was never a question before, and so...
It's Marvel.
This
okay, I'm
going to
go Marvel Studios,
no,
The Avengers, Infinity War, in theaters everywhere, April 27th. If you're calling number 9 right now, you get a pair of Fandango tickets to check it out. 800-400-3697. Call now. All right, here's the trash. Cardi B wins the week. Just the fifth female rapper to hit number one on the chart after Nicki Minaj, Eve, Foxy Brown, and Lauryn Hill. And she's the first to do it since 2012.
So weird way they promote the fashion houses in all their music. All the rap stars quote. And I remember Jay-Z used to quote this one champagne company and then...
Cristal. And they were like, we don't know why rappers are into us.
We don't care that you're Mitch. And he switched it up because he felt like, I made you. I don't know if he did or he didn't, but it's weird because...
The only time I ever heard of Cristal. And they were actually like, we don't know. We're far above that. We don't know why these rappers like us. Her album, Cardi's, also had the biggest streaming week for a debut solo album and had the largest on-demand audio streaming week ever for an album by a woman. All right. The American Country Music Awards were last night. And now, Bryn, with a comprehensive report from from last night in front of his television.
Yes, I stayed up for about 80% of it and watched a good amount of it and had a decent time. It's just a music award show and mainly it seems like a big concert, you know?
Yeah, lots of performances.
With a few awards in between.
How was Reba as the host?
She was fine. I mean, I have some stuff from her.
Fine.
The thing is, she's not really my flavor, but she's fine. But yeah, I had a great time watching it. There was Gwen Stefani was there with her boy Blake.
Of course
And Blake did a bunch of performances, which was fun. He's really good at that. And every time he performed, I'm like looking for Miranda Lambert. But Gwen.
She had a big night last night.
Yes, she did. Yeah. And I couldn't help but just think that they probably have to sit them very far apart. And, you know, because they're both legendary country music artists.
Yeah. What about Carrie Underwood's face?
Oh, my God. There's nothing that. I feel like it was a stunt. I mean,
really?
Because she looks perfect.
40 stitches.
But then I talked to Anita about it, and Anita's like, well, you know, it's amazing what makeup can do nowadays.
And sure.
So who knows?
And she probably best plastic surgery
she
money can buy.
Perfectly fine. And her performance crushed.
Yeah, she's an amazing singer.
Yeah, she sang hard, and I was really impressed.
They say the big story was Miranda Lambert. She became the most awarded artist in ACM history. She won Song of the Year for Tin Man and Best Female Artist, and that puts her at 31 wins total.
Wow.
Which passed Brooks and Dunn have 29, and so she beat them.
And that's Blake's ex, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, did they talk a lot about the?
They touched on it. You know, they don't.
The shooting.
It's
in
hard
Vegas.
For them to go back and forth between being super happy and hey, it's wartime, and they have to kind of settle it down and change gear in order for them to talk about.
Right.
You know, because it happened in Vegas. Mm-hmm. The shooting happened in Vegas, and they were
and
obviously
this is where
at the MGM Grand. Yeah.
And Jason Aldean, who was on stage at the time when it went down, he did win Entertainer of the Year last night.
Mm. All right.
So, anything else you want to add?
Because
this go ahead.
What was fun was seeing a couple of legendary country artists go up, Alan Jackson, and I wrote it down, and I can't find it right now. But But it was fun seeing these really good artists that all the country artists know, and everybody's singing along. The whole crowd, and you see all the big country stars of today singing all the big songs in their day.
Did you know any of those
songs? No, of course not. No. Yeah, but it was pretty cool.
While you were watching the Country Music Awards, I caught, I want to say, 10 minutes of American Idol last night. Did you see any of that?
No, I was watching Silicon Valley, The Punisher, and The Defenders or something.
All right. What, TV party at your house, huh?
Well, that's, we have one every Sunday. So what did...
So first of all, I know Katie's a big artist, especially for us here on Alice.
Katie Perry.
I'm not into her.
They're doing the live performances.
Yeah, they
now.
Are. And I'm just not buying her at all. But forget about that. They had a drag queen come on.
Oh, this is that Ada guy,
yes,
I guess.
Right.
Amazingly talented. How
well,
did he do?
So
she
first
do,
of
whatever.
All... They said she'd tried out like 15 times and hadn't gotten on until this time. So to me, that says it says a lot about her that she's not willing to take no for an answer, but also that they didn't exactly love her.
Right.
Well, for a long time.
She's tough though too, because I don't watch all the singing shows, but have there been other, and I don't know if she's transitioning, because here's the thing. She was born a man, uh-huh, but she's a drag queen. She clearly has had breasts added. I don't know if she's transitioning.
Oh, really?
She's got real ones.
You don't just think
ones.
She's a fat guy?
No.
I
don't.
Because she had a gut, too.
Yeah, no, she's right. But when she does the full dress, she's got breasts.
Huh.
There's a thing from Hollywood Week where she does Creep. Oh. And it's... unbelievable.
Okay, so this is
last night.
Last night, and she ends up screaming. And in my opinion, it's too much. But that's the end.
Oh, I really love her.
How's that setting that they're in?
So much better.
It's a little teeny club, and she's on stage with a band, an actual band.
So I don't know how she'll do in the competition.
Well, they lost their minds over that performance.
Well, I think she's amazing. I mean, John actually saved one of the performances from her version of Creep, because he's like, you got to see this person. Like, they're just, you know.
She's an over-singer.
Listen, play that whole run again. That is, oh my God, I just got a huge eargasm. Like, are you kidding me?
Over-singer.
You're crazy. Listen to her.
Too dramatic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at the wind outside. Ay, ay, ay.
It just happened.
It turned into a storm outside while that lady was brewing up a
storm right there. She brought it down.
Damn. I just have goosebumps all over me.
You love her.
I just, that is, that, to hear someone pull that off live, that was unbelievable.
What's that chick's name again?
Ada Vox.
Yeah, ADA. VOX, I assume.
Yes, like Vox Pro.
Mm. Anyway, to me, she's a reason to watch. I'm not watching, but...
Well, Katie's not the reason, that's for sure,
yeah.
In my opinion.
That's what I hear. But, you know, John said he liked their picks. He said, you know, there's always a few people that they eliminate in the end, and as they get to the 24 that they're bringing with them onto the show... And he didn't love every choice, but he thought, by and large, they got a good,
right,
good group. The Handmaid's Tale Season 2. It is coming to Hulu on April 25th, which I feel like there hasn't been a lot of lead up to this. Maybe I'm just missing that, but I loved Season 1, and I'm super excited that the next season's already up. They're saying, though, it's strong, but dark. Like, and the first one was super dark. Like, I don't know how much darker it can get. They're saying it verges on misery porn. Like, they can't. It's like, if you love to watch
Yikes.
People who are miserable, this is for you. So,
right.
And it goes on. It talks quite a bit about it. So if you want to find it, this is in USA Today, this particular review. But the, you know, the takeaway here is it's coming back April 25th. So if you're not already on Hulu, maybe try that 30-day free trial. Binge watch the first season and then watch it. Oh, man, so good. Speaking of Vegas, and we were a few minutes ago talking about the ACM Awards, Las Vegas is trying to break a Guinness World Record for size of orgy.
What now?
They are going to – the most people participating at one time in an orgy.
Wow.
What's the definition of an orgy?
Let me see if they have a specific thing here. It's all people doing it at once. In Japan, Japan has the record. 500 people all in the same room banging at once. That's the record holder. So they, it looks like this is happening June 2nd. 1,000 people are signed up, and they expect more than 600 participants to show up and get it on. They're putting out 22 queen-size beds, designated areas for cuddle pillow piles, yoga mats available for use, 2,000 condoms, lube, baby wipes, tissues, towels, bottled water, breath fresheners, and roaming supply carts. There will also be multiple, quote, orgy monitors and an orgy concierge that will patrol in the thick of it to make sure everybody's comfortable, consensual.
This is the Japanese.
This is the Japanese
they're
version
just taking
here.
Their clothes off.
Yeah,
they've all
it's funny
into
how they
room.
All walking through one door. There's like a huge crowd of people here.
It's all they're girls.
All gonna do it
for now.
Oh, the guys are gonna come in a minute. Oh, they're all naked, just standing there.
In lines. That's
what?
Actually bizarre.
Oh, now the guys are in there. All right.
Oh, they, boy, could that be more clinical?
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Going
they're all
doggy
doing the
style.
Same positions.
That's wow. Totally hot.
That is crazy. So in the Vegas version.
Yo, look at that.
In the Vegas version, everyone is encouraged to wear a mask. They want it to because they're saying people who don't want their identities known that they participated in this can shield their faces. They're encouraging like an eyes wide shut kind of vibe.
Oh, just above the nose. I was
sure.
Going to say,
I mean,
you don't want to cover up.
Right. I mean, you might need to use your mouth.
Right.
I don't know. But anyway,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
The record keeping is being kept in compliance with official Guinness World Record regulations. The office has been notified of the attempt. And the world record attempt is presented by Menage Life and hosted by Playboy stars and relationship gurus Holly and Michael. Is that... Is Holly that playmate that we know about?
No,
someone
I don't
different?
Believe so.
So I guess they're going to act as MCs, too. So there'll be, you know, some kind of public address. And all right, everyone, start getting it on. Oh. Sounds fun. Sort of. If that's your thing, that's happening for you. Logic. We just heard that he asked his wife for a divorce.
Uh-huh.
She was a little honey.
Right.
Like super cute. And he's wasting no time getting back in the saddle or in.
Why would he?
In his case, his private jet with some new chick, 19-year-old blondie. He was on a jet bound for Vegas to do a show last week. Had a little 19-year-old hop blonde with him. Her name is apparently Brittany. I don't have a last name here.
Brittany.
She and Logic met earlier this year, and now he's free to do whatever he wants with her. She works at a juice shop in Calabasas that he goes to all the time.
Why not?
Unclear when they started dating.
This is just for starters, I'm sure.
So he filed for divorce last month from Jessica Andrea. The divorce is looming. They have a prenup, but there's some wrangling about the terms. He said he wanted out of the marriage because he wanted to be single.
Right. I now have access to so much fun.
It'd be pretty funny if this little juice bar
break.
Cutie locks him down. Hey, Yuzi.
Yes, see.
This is for you. Eagles-inspired Hotel San Francisco opens in the Financial District.
I read about this weekend. What's it all about?
It's
what's
the former
all about?
Mercedes restaurant. It's on Commercial Street. I'm not even sure exactly where this
down,
is.
Commercial
down
Street,
the street
is where the Mixed Greens is.
Oh,
where I go every day.
That's what they're going to do. Hotel San Francisco. Uh-huh. It's just a restaurant, but I don't believe it's a hotel.
Yeah.
It's a restaurant / bar. The menu cover features the words, such a lovely place on it. Three Australians are the ones who put this together. And let's see. Is it open already? Yeah, it looks like
I
it's open.
I think it did open within the last couple weeks. I was looking at the menus.
I have to say that the drinks are on the pricey side, $13. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. The food, let's see, slow roasted pork and fried chicken sandwiches, they're both $13. Tempura vegetables and chicken skewers are $8. So sounds like they have finger foods and larger meals. And you know, maybe they're going to play Eagles music the
right.
whole time. So
I might have to check that out.
Right,
it's right down the street.
Eagles
down the street,
know
exactly.
about this?
I don't know. But when they find out, they'll shut them right down.
Right.
I better
think
go
that
quickly.
They do.
Yeah, you better go quick. I'm not sure if I got to this story or not. This has been floating around for the last couple of weeks. So Russell Crowe and his wife Danielle are divorcing, and they've been together a long time. And he had a whole warehouse full of old, like, movie memorabilia.
He put it all up for sale. You told us that story.
Okay. So one of the items was a jock strap that he wore, I believe, in Gladiator. So it went, how much do you think it went for?
A jock strap
from Gladiator.
Leather
jock strap.
$10,000
Less than that.
$2,000
$7,000 And the person who bought it is John Oliver.
Why?
He does a Sunday night show on HBO that I watch every week, so I'll watch that. I'm sure aired last
What is
night.
It, this week tonight? Or
last week tonight.
Last week tonight.
He said he, let's see, he spent $7,000 to purchase, oh, it's from Cinderella Man.
Okay. Oh,
Russell Crowe's
movie?
Groin protector from the film Cinderella
movie.
Man.
Oh.
Along with that, he picked up a number of other movie items, clothing from Robin Hood and Les Mis. This is, it's a, I guess that they preceded this by a strange little story about the last remaining Blockbuster video stores in the country, mostly located in Alaska, because streaming services often don't work in Alaska. I mean, I guess if you're outside Juneau, you're out of luck. So apparently they have three locations that closed over the last year, and that caused a kind of a panic in Alaska. And John Oliver says, we seem to be rapidly losing something I didn't even know we had. And to save the last one located in Anchorage, he's going to send all of the purchased memorabilia for the store to put on display in hopes of drawing more customers. He basically said, all of this, and he had all the items that he had purchased, is yours.
Okay.
Just contact me within 48 hours and I'll send it on up there and you can put it on display. And I know, it's such a strange... He's always doing weird stuff like that. I love that show, by the way. He takes a deep dive into like crazy, strange topics. And you find that at the end of it, you're like, I laughed and I learned something. That's amazing. So, and then at the box office this weekend, I just want to slip this in real quick. The winner was The Rock. Rampage made $34 million for number one. Quiet Place was number two. And that's made about $100 million in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I know. So we're going to get a review of that in less than an hour with Tommy Igo and our friend Rudy. Another new one was at number three, Truth or Dare. Have you heard anything
about
that?
Yeah, it's another horror movie that I wanted to stay away from, but it's like a teen horror movie.
Ready Player One fell to fourth place. It made $11 million. It's made $114 million in 3 weeks. Blockers, Blockers. Was number five. Black Panther's number six. Isle of Dogs, great movie. Number seven. Chappaquiddick still in the top ten. It made $3 million. Tyler Perry's Acrimony was number nine. It's been out 3 weeks. It's made about $40 million. There you go. There's your trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The IRS makes the news as we get ready for tax day, plus a fugitive bust after 37 years on the run, and more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Starting at 9 o'clock today, we want to send you on a spring fling to Hawaii, including a four-night stay at the Fairmont Orchid and a $1,200 airfare allowance. So at 9 o'clock, we will get somebody qualified. Call in at number 97. We'll win tickets to see Hall & Oates with Train May 4th at the SAP Center in San Jose. And then you're in the running for the big trip to Hawaii. We're going to do this at 9, noon, 3, and 5 every day this week. So be here. Just a few minutes from now, we'll do the first giveaway. Get somebody set up for that. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane's Radio Show, which is on this afternoon.
You're playing a game called... And she has Justin Timberlake tickets at 4:05.
Oh! Make him believe
that you just don't... Feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Great radio show host. She's got Justin Timberlake's tickets this afternoon and more. Join her.
Jane.
Jane,
you're playing a game. You never can win, girl.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Rain today.
Yeah.
Also, hail, wind, snow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're having a crazy day.
Yeah.
So drive safely out there.
It's actually icy in places.
Yeah, no, we're getting, I'll read the text. In fact, we have a movie review coming up at 9:15. It's out of order. We know.
Yes.
But a couple of our guys went and saw a scary film, Since Human Won't, and you'll hear about that at 9:15. But I'll also do the text early so that we get to them all. And people all are sending pictures of hail piled up like snow in Oakland. And
incredible.
More. So
what is going on with the weather?
All right, real quick. There's the weather. Tax day is tomorrow, everyone. I wanted to read this. As taxes are due on April, there it is, 17th this year. It's being put out there now that your chances of being audited are the lowest they've been in 15 years this year.
Really? Why is that? Is there a specific reason?
According to stats from the IRS, only about 1 in 160 tax returns were audited last year. That's the lowest it's been since 2002. The highest was 2010 and 2011 when 1 in 90 got audited.
That's, I think, when I got audited.
Oh, really?
I think so. Right around then.
They're saying it could drop even lower because IRS funding was slashed by 8% last year.
Fantastic.
Over 7,000 auditing jobs went away.
Bummer.
So there's that. If you made less than $200,000 last year, you have a less than a 1% chance of an audit. So there's that.
Right. They don't waste time with, you know, the small fries.
Right.
They want to get big paydays.
More Americans expect to work past 70 than ever before. A new survey of 5,000 U.S. workers released last week indicates that 1 in 3 Americans expect to work past the age of 70.
Well, you start to look at what you got going on and think, I don't see myself retiring anytime soon.
It's awful. It's so awful. It used to be that you did all the right stuff and you're supposed to get what's coming to you, which is a decent retirement at 65. I'm tapping out. And I'm going to, I don't know, what do you got, 10 years at that?
Right.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Well, you're hoping, right?
Hope for 10 years of, you know, loafing around.
Anything more than that's gravy.
Yelling at kids to get off your lawn, you know, the important stuff in life.
Yes. Playing that role in some child's life.
Right. 3 in 4 respondents to the survey believe their generation is likely to be much less financially ready to retire than their parents' generation. And 2/3 believe Social Security benefits will be much lower when they retire.
Even if they're exactly what they are, they're not much. That's not your pension plan. It's a little bit extra help.
Well, that's the problem, is too many people are busy with their money now. And they even say that while 60% of working men are saving for retirement and have it as a top priority, under 50% of women do. In fact, saving for retirement was the 5th highest priority for most women.
Oh, my God.
They say meeting daily living costs and paying off debt are their top concerns. That is bleak. That's a bleak forecast, man. I don't like it.
Me either. I don't like it.
Such a bummer. It's the same thing with the college thing. If you go to college and you pay the outrageous costs and take on the debt and then get out, you're supposed to have a job there available for you.
Yep.
Not this living with my mom because I can't find a job thing.
You're in debt for like 10 years after.
You know what?
At least that long.
The debt was part of the deal, I thought. I mean, some people are lucky enough who have parents who can pay that stuff off. But even if you're in debt, okay. But you got your education and now you got a good job and you can pay it off.
Right.
But if there's no job for you, then that deal's broken. That's a broken deal. And we're selling it to all the kids now at an even earlier age. My kid is already being sold to college.
Yep.
Because what else are you going to do?
Right. Well... You're right.
What? I mean, I'm open to whatever.
If there was a job guaranteed for anybody who graduated from college, then you could argue that it was worth it. But, you know, for a lot of people, I think, you know, you're not going to get those 4 years. You shouldn't take them.
Granted, I would suggest to any college student who's looking at what things they want to take in school and what you should look at your career prospects before you decide to be a psych major. There may not be jobs out there for you. or whatever, and I shouldn't pick psych major, but you know, whatever.
Well, I would think psych would actually be more useful than art history.
Whatever, there you go.
There aren't that many jobs for art historians. You know, English literature from the 17th century, it might be difficult to find a gig.
My buddy, my good friend, actually majored in theology. And we have surfed many times and have discussed many times that does not pay.
Yeah. What did he wind up doing in his life?
He works at church.
Oh, he does.
So he used his degree.
Oh, absolutely. But it doesn't pay. And he looks back and goes, you know, that was, I'm doing what I trained for, but there is no money in that gig. Right. And his wife does well, so they're good.
Unless you're Joel Osteen.
Sure. Unless you start your own church. You know, that's always profitable. Shouldn't be, but it seems to be.
It's working out for him, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 58-year-old guy named Stephen Michael Paris who escaped from prison in Oklahoma back in 81.
Oh.
He was about a year and a half into a 9-year sentence for drug convictions when he escaped. He's been on the run for the past 37 years.
That's no way to live.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
how's it going
for him? Is jail any way to live?
It seems like if you break out after a year and a half, then it isn't.
If you've been out 37 years, you're free, right?
Mm.
Well,
is there a rule on that?
You figured out a way.
About 2 months ago, his mom passed away, and her obituary mentioned a son named Stephen Michael Chavez in Houston, Texas. He had changed his name from Stephen Michael Paris to Stephen Michael Chavez. And that was posted in his mom's obituary.
And somebody noticed it?
The town in the U.S. Marshals connected the dots. Not hard.
Oh,
Stephen Michael.
Boy.
First two names. Chavez was probably Paris. And on Thursday morning, they arrested him. At the office where he was working like a regular old person. A fingerprint confirmed his identity. And mom's obituary, after 37 years on the run, took him down and brought him to justice.
Oh, Mom. Yeah.
No word on
who
wrote the obit, but they got him caught.
Somebody who knew.
His name is Stephen Michael Chapman.
Chavez is the new name.
Sorry.
Paris was the old name.
Vinny, 415 says, OMG, my brother was one of the U.S. Marshals who arrested that guy who was on the lam for 37 years.
Awesome.
Apparently, when he saw the Oklahoma cops, his response was the S word, and he started talking. Is that true, 415?
I actually feel bad for him.
Yeah, he'd gotten away.
He got away. And
did he prove himself?
He was living a good life.
Part of society?
I don't know.
He was working.
There should be something.
A conviction, right? It wasn't murder or sexual assault,
right? I wonder if it was for just weed,
that's
will they be lighter on him now? Let me see him.
Well, he wasn't missing any meals.
No, he's huge.
Oh, boy. Captured.
There's a trend, and I wonder what you think about this,
okay.
Sarah. It's taking video of them punishing their child. So it's
good.
You like that? Oh, he's not. He didn't have headphones on.
So you can go to YouTube or Facebook and watch some kid getting disciplined.
Getting what, spanked?
No.
Just
not necessarily.
Sent to the room or?
So I guess in some ways people are saying this is being used as humiliation.
Mm.
And in others it's just a parent trying to brag about how good they are at reasoning and punishing their child. I'm not sure.
I feel like there's a huge degree of, it's like a public lashing. Or something, you know, like that's humiliating.
Well, and once it's online, it's forever.
Forever.
So now there you are, a grown man, and there's
somebody looks you up and gets to see you getting your pants pulled down.
Your mom yelling at you about whatever, too many cookies.
I don't like it, Ben. I don't like that trend. You gonna do that?
No, I'm not. And I really don't like
the idea
either.
Those are private family matters.
You know, I have seen, though, I've absolutely seen it where, this guy wins the parenting award, and it's a video of him. Never clicked on it, but it's a dude talking to his kid. And I thought, why I want to watch that?
Right.
I don't want to see that. But I don't know. Maybe there are good. I've certainly learned a lot from talking to other parents, including you, about how to handle certain things. So I am appreciative of people's advice on here's what you do.
Maybe there's a place for it. I guess maybe we have to do a case-by-case basis on this.
A parenting coach named Sue Atkins says she's very against online child shaming, which is what she the way she categorizes it. There's no upside to punishing your child. This is about attention the parents are seeking and bad
attention
for
the kid. That's what
it
seems like, right? Like everybody just wants a viral video is what it seems like these days.
Oh, you know what? I did click on one.
Oh, what was it?
It was a guy who'd pulled his daughter out of a store because she was acting up and they were in the parking lot and he was videoing himself saying, "You're not going to behave that way in there. And I'm not you can't get everything you want just because we have the money for it." All right, I have seen that stuff. It wasn't bad necessarily, but it did seem like it was pretty preachy. And he was preaching to a choir of other parents who were probably like,
"Right,
great job, Dad, you're the best."
And I wonder how much of those must be set up. Like, who thinks in the moment as you're dealing with your child, "You know what I should do?
Young people do.
I'm going to handle this right. I'm going to videotape them."
Young people do.
I guess.
I only reach for my phone when it's super convenient, so mm-hmm. I don't think of it in most instances. You probably may notice if you follow me on Instagram, I don't post the good stuff.
I saw the guitar picture.
Oh,
no,
well,
there's a few things you once in a while you do get the good stuff on there.
Well, I don't know.
The one where you're following your daughter and then the guitar one. Nice dresser. It's a really nice dresser.
Oh, well, she's got style for sure.
Beautiful.
No doubt.
Like a little dental ridge at the top there. Mm.
What now?
Dental molding is what that's called.
On her dress? She had dental?
Dresser. I said her dresser.
Oh, that's my dresser.
Oh, your dresser is beautiful.
No, that's me.
The wood is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it was in your room.
Yeah, that's me in my room.
I thought when you said she's got good taste, I thought you were talking about your wife.
I was thinking
to say,
are you talking about your wife or your daughter?
No, I thought you were like her dresser as in her clothes. She's a good dresser.
Oh, no. I was talking about the actual dresser at the bureau that's in the room. Yeah. Looking at your paint. Wow.
Oh, really?
I would love more shots of your house.
So you're telling me in that picture you looked at all the stuff outside of the two people and...
Yeah, I looked at the two people.
And then I noticed
the beautiful wood on the right-hand side. I was like, oh, my God, that's a beautiful dresser. Look at the molding detail around the top there.
You know what? You commented nice dresser, and I thought you meant her.
Nope. I meant the dresser. I didn't even notice what she had on. What she got on?
I don't even notice that
a
there's
little,
a dresser in the
like
picture.
White and red dress.
I did
notice the dresser, though. I didn't blow it up like I'm blowing it up now, but I did notice how pretty
it was. See the little
was.
Molding at the top? It's super pretty. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of
furniture. I did wonder where that was. So that's your room / guest room place?
Yep.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
I like the color, too.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
And that kid will sit outside a locked door and just be, "I'll just wait here."
But he's like, "I'm a solo act."
Oh, God. Please leave. Please. No, wait. Oh, man.
Well, what else does she have going on?
All right.
You're the most interesting thing in her life right now.
I guess. Oh, let me do a few texts. We do have a movie review coming up, everyone. Don't forget.
Tom Iago and our friend Rudy teaming up together, leaving Hooman out of the loop.
It's totally fine. It's not worth the nightmares.
Oh, don't forget, the Sharks and Warriors both play playoff games tonight. Sharks versus the Ducks, they're up 2 in that series at 7:30. And the Warriors versus the Spurs, they're up 1 in that series.
All right.
And that's at 7:30 as well. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone texted a picture of Logic and his ex-wife, and they wrote, 408. I'm sorry, he asked her for a divorce?
That's it.
Well, fame and money.
He actually looks surprised to be with her in this picture.
He's just happy to be there. 415, Miranda's song Tin Man, Who Lacked a Heart, is about Blake.
Aw, did she sing that last night?
She didn't,
Song
no.
of the Year, baby.
Oh.
That's too bad for Blake. You're a tin man.
Oh, yeah. 510 says,
Toto.
Has anybody watched Lost in Space yet?
Yes, I watched it.
Did you love it?
Okay, here's what my thoughts on Lost in Space.
It's a bad review, everyone.
It is the worst acting and the worst dialogue I've ever seen. And yet, weirdly, I loved it. And we watched 2 episodes and I was bummed that we stopped. And we're definitely going to watch it.
Like, you loved it.
The effects were great, but Oh, and actually, I love shows that we watch as a family where we're just making, like, Walking Dead when Carl used to be on. We'd always, every time he walked on screen, we'd be like, cut. Like, nothing ruins a movie like a child actor who sucks. So the kid who plays the young Will Robinson, terrible. The writing is terrible. They have one kid who's like submerged in ice in a spacesuit, and they have to, there's like 5 hours they have to get to her. And then there's another kid falls down like a chute, and he just leaves the kid down. He's just like, all right, I'll be back. I can only save one kid at a time. He's like making jokes, and they're, I'm like, oh my God, this, I can't believe I'm watching this. It's excellent. We were just laughing our asses off. So funny.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's, I mean, I'm going to keep watching it, but boy, terrible.
Wow, Ada Vox. Whoa, I hear Meatloaf from Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm with you, Sarah. Badass tranny.
Yeah, whatever she is. I'm not sure what her situation is or his situation.
People are saying drag queen.
Stop with Ada. It's hurting my ears.
No, it's so good.
You are both wrong. She isn't transitioning. It's a trick that all men who are chubby can do. She never got through because she always performed as a man and never felt comfortable using her whole range.
So she went for the Ada thing this time, like, the hell with it, I'm going to try
be
out.
Be me.
And she is.
Yeah.
Whew.
But it was funny because she's got all the costume on.
The big lashes.
And she comes out in this skin-tight outfit last night, and she's got a gut.
Yeah.
And so the missus goes, that is brave.
Yeah.
And I was like, which part? And she goes, that outfit is tight. And I was like, oh. Not the makeup and the hair and the getting in front of an audience to sing.
You think she put a girdle on, but maybe she can't sing if she's got the girdle on.
Well, she probably did.
Oh, you think that was a girdle?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oy. Well, it's hard to not eat.
I agree. God, give me some cookies right now.
Rest of the text and a movie review after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.